Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Shawn Marie Torrey. I am your host for today for Business is Personal, and I am so delighted to welcome my incredible guest for today, Betsy Royster. And today we are talking about the value of building community. So, Betsy, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shawn Marie. Thank you for having me.
It is absolutely my pleasure, and I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Betsy is the co-founder of Bayou Bar, and she is an entrepreneur. She is the mother of three amazing boys, and she has definitely been on a journey as of late with regards to reimagining and rebuilding her business and reconnecting in a different way. And when this topic kind of came to me and came to mind, and I shared this with Betsy when we were in conversation, that the person that came to mind was Betsy, knowing a little bit about your story and specifically where you are in regards to this topic of building and redefining what it means to be in community and to be a woman who leads and a woman who is leading the way to building and redefining what community means. So with that, Betsy, I would absolutely love to dive in and ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about what community building means to you and how you define it and where you are in your journey of doing that.
Thank you, Shawn Marie. Sure, let's get started. When I hear the word community, I automatically just feel like a welcoming environment, whether it's virtual, whether it's in person. It's kind and it's welcoming, and it's a safe space where people feel free to be themselves and can be vulnerable. And I think through that vulnerability, we connect with each other in a way that just really digs deep, where we can support each other and uplift each other and empower, and we can give each other a space to grow.
That is so beautiful, Betsy. And I would love it if you could speak a little bit to where your journey kind of came from and where it brought you to now and where you are with essentially kind of starting from what could feel like scratch. Like, you're certainly not starting from scratch from the perspective of experience. But being in like a new area and, you know, being new to, you know, a geographic area and the people and the lifestyle, I'd love if you could speak a little bit to that, like what you've met along that way and really what, you know, what some challenges have been for you or where it has maybe even been easier than you would have thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure. Hard work. So I moved to my town. It's Thibodaux, Louisiana. It's my husband's hometown, and we moved here, my family and I, about 3 years ago. And I knew a few people when I moved here, but not many. And the first year was hard. It was a little bit lonely. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had little ones. I think my youngest was one at the time. And I had left a community that meant quite a lot to me back up in Greater Boston. And so I went to the gym, and I worked out, and I realized that there was no bar fitness in my area, and I just decided that that would sort of be my catalyst. That's what I was going to run with. I got trained, I started teaching, and, you know, I started with a little bag, and I would go to people's houses that were kind enough to let me come work with them, and slowly but surely, I met people, and I just sort of kept my head down and kept working, and my circles grew, and because I sort of went on this journey into wellness, I met people that were like-minded, and so I really formed relationships that I otherwise would not have, and I'm so grateful for it. About 2 years ago, I met my now business partner, and we decided to open up a studio space together and give Bayou Bar a permanent home. And then, you know, like everybody else, back in the spring, we kind of pivoted and started offering live stream classes. And luckily for us, being in a small town, we were able to get back in the studio a little sooner. And I will tell you, I think we all appreciate our communities so much more now because we were apart for so long. Even the live stream that I really resisted, I really did not want to teach live stream. I did it, and it it was such an anchor for people during that time. And they came back to the studio so appreciative and bonded more than ever. So that's where we are today, just sort of trying to keep riding that wave and build on it and nourish it and see where it takes us next.
And I, let me ask you that, speaking of like this virtual aspect, because I know, as you know, Betsy, the community and the organization that, that we are bringing Business is Personal to you from is Connected Women of Influence. And our founder, Michelle Berquist, who is amazing. Gosh, I think we're coming up on 12 years. I mean, it's 11 or 12 years. Like it, we're, you know, rounding a pretty significant corner here. And, you know, one of the things I know that, again, as a community that CWI has had to do is make that same pivot, you know, to really reimagine, like literally overnight. And some businesses moved a little more quickly than others, but Michelle was definitely on it and rallied the troops and said, you know, we have not only a community, but a community in several different cities. And what are we going to do? And no one knew, like, was this going to last a couple of months? Was this going to last until fall? Like, and here we are in December. And, you know, and that the wave of shutdowns has begun again. So, and I know that Michelle and Team CWI have done an exceptional job of making that transition and bringing all kinds of offerings to the community from a virtual perspective, and where you're concerned, I'm wondering if you feel like this might be something that you will continue after, you know, when things are, you know, I don't even know if we can stay back to normal. I don't know that there really is a getting back to normal, but where we are able to gather again in person, or do you feel like this has, you know, maybe opened a new channel for you that you wouldn't have otherwise imagined?
Absolutely a channel. As a participant and also as a business owner, I've been able to meet so many people over this period that otherwise I would have never met. And it's sort of broadened my horizons that way. And I think before, especially being in a small town, we felt kind of limited maybe. And now the world is literally at our fingertips. So in some ways that could be daunting. Like it took me a minute to wrap my mind around, you know, how do we fit in with everybody, you know. But I think that's where those little touches of community come in, and the connections that are made will kind of draw us to different people, different groups, and, you know, big or small, local or far away, just sort of broadening our horizons in ways that otherwise we wouldn't have experienced.
You know, I really love that you referenced, you know, and acknowledged, like, big or small or near or far, that it kind of brings up a question for me around, you know, building a community. And as business women, and, you know, our listeners and our community are a really beautiful mix of women who are entrepreneurial, women who are crafters and makers, women who work in corporate America and are leading, you know, people or teams or projects. So it's this really beautiful, diverse group of women, but all who in some way or another are participating in the world as leaders. So the question that kind of comes to mind is, if you feel from your experience and from being part of other communities, do you think that there is, you know, is there a number that makes a community? Is it, you know, 10 or 50 or 100? You know, is bigger actually better? And does that really even matter? Like, what do you think really defines a community? And let's, I mean, from a business perspective, a successful community.
Yeah. You know, I think it's about the energy and the synergy that happens. You can have a group of 1,000, but if the energy is not there, then it's not going to be successful. If you have 4 or 5 people that feel that synergy, then it's going to be successful. So really it's about that group. And I think the leadership within the group to sort of keep that energy flowing, keep the connection going, and to just offer space and give things time to sort of organically just grow, and to also just to genuinely care about people, you know? So
yeah.
I think you can do that with a group of 1,000, absolutely. And you can do that with a group of 4 or 5.
That is so beautiful, Betsy. And let's talk for a minute, because, you know, again, you know, there could be people listening thinking, you know, yeah, 4 or 5 is lovely and it feels really good, but 4 or 5 people are not going to sustain my business from a financial perspective.
So
let's talk about starting there. Like, how in your experience, and I also want to preface this by saying, if you are in the process of figuring that out as well, that's beautiful too. But I'm just wondering what your experience has been with from a financial perspective and from a perspective of sustaining this business that we are building or growing, or this community that we've been inspired to develop. How do we stay anchored in the beauty that is a smaller community? But how do we go about growing that so that it is something that we can continue to do? Because, you know, unless we are independently wealthy, or we won the lotto, or we got, you know, an infusion of money somehow, like, how do we, from your perspective, like, how do we balance that and make those kinds of choices?
Well, and I'll say, you know, I'm not trying to put food on my table for my children. So there's that.
Right.
But I know that there are people that are. And depending on the type of business you run, there's different stress and different costs involved. At the same time, my business partner, I, and my husband and I at home, we both live within our means. So between the business, we stay within our means. At home, I stay within my means. And then the stress from the finances sort of dwindles if I can just work with what I have and not overspend. At the same time, building that community with kindness and friendliness, those are all free things. Those don't cost us a penny, right? So if I own a gas station and someone comes in, I'm going to be friendly. You know, if they want to banter, we can talk. You know, I have a studio, a bar studio, which bar is notoriously snooty. So from the get-go, I said, we're not going to be snooty. We are not going to be this, like, exclusive place that, you know, you have to be a certain shape to come in the door. We are going to welcome anyone who wants to participate and be kind which is free, you know, but we also run a very lean business, which, again, bar studios tend to be very spa-like and very, you know, chic. And here we are in this old building, and we've made it our own, and we love it, but it is not the fanciest place, but it's what we could afford. And
right.
we stick to our budget. And we invest in our clients that come in the door. So we get to know them. We get to know their children's names. We genuinely care about them. We follow up. And it's therapeutic for them, too. So it's a two-way street. We offer them this space, and they invest in us, too, which is really nice, emotionally and financially.
Yeah, Betsy, that is so beautiful. And I will tell you from personal experience, one of the strengths of CWI is its founder. Michelle knows everybody's name, everybody, and I mean everyone, which I have both admired, and I have at times felt from the perspective of caring about our CEO and founder, felt a little protective, but she is available to every single member, and we have hundreds and hundreds of members, and that is so much work. But just speaking to what you're talking about, and really even speaking to, you know, our show, which is Business is Personal, one of the things that Michelle does really well is makes every single member feel like they matter, like they could pick up the phone and call her. And like I said, I think it is incredibly admirable. And there's also times like my heart feels for her because it is impossible to be available to that many people potentially every time they want us to be available. And I think that, you know, having good boundaries and knowing how to manage that, which I think she's a complete pro at, but I really think it speaks to what you're saying. And I think the reason that she's had the kind of longevity that she's had with CWI is because of that. Like, it is a growing organization, but it feels intimate, right?
Yeah.
And you said something too, Betsy, that I want to address with you specifically. You talked about bar and really quickly, like the Reader's Digest version for anybody that doesn't know what bar is, do you mind sharing with them?
Sure. So it's fitness, the fitness class, based around the ballet bar and exercises with it. And it has a long and interesting history. Kelly Wackerman, who you've had on your show, owns the London Method. And, you know, she teaches the original method, which we also offer at Bayou Bar. And then we have the American version. And, you know, think yoga, Pilates, ballet bar exercises, and it's a mind-body class. So we do incorporate some weights and planks in the American version. And it's typically women. Of course, we would always, you know, be happy for a guy to show up, but it's typically women, and it's a killer exercise. It's wonderful, and it's an exercise you can do multiple times a week, and it'll keep you young.
And Betsy, thank you for elaborating on that, because again, for the sake of our conversation, you know, you don't have a product based business in the sense of like you're not selling, you know, widgets
right.
or flowers, or it's
That's
a service based business that involves engagement. You know, it's not these random anonymous purchases, right? But something that I really want to acknowledge that I know about you, and I know about Kelly, and I know about the London Method, is that there is this spirit of generosity. And I also know bar as an industry to be almost viciously competitive and demonstratively secretive and possessive and territorial. And I think what's really beautiful, again, about community is that I know you, and I know that you bring this spirit of openness and generosity, and there is enough to go around. And again, CWI very much has the same kind of philosophy. And I wanted to acknowledge that with you personally, because I also know that that is going to be a key to your success. And I think, you know, there's a quote that I absolutely love by, I believe it's Hemingway. It was either Hemingway or Orson Welles, but he says, write the story you know. Tell the story you know. And the fact that that you and your partner, you know, certainly could have gotten the funding or, you know, found a way to like move immediately into some fancy swank building. But like you really acknowledge like, hey, like this is what we want to work with. This is what we're willing to invest. And this is where we're going to begin. And again, you know, putting the focus and the emphasis on the relationships and on the community. So I wanted to acknowledge that in a world where it's very competitive and in under the conditions of women oftentimes not feeling particularly safe or supported by other women. And I know that that is not thankfully universal, but you hear women talk about it all the time, like, God, like women just have such a hard time supporting the success and being excited for the success of other women. And I'm so tickled, Betsy, that I've experienced that in you and in Kelly and in the way that you do business, and which really speaks to why I wanted to have you on our episode today, because I know that you bring that openness and it's really lovely.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, when I lived in Greater Boston, I owned a retail shop. And I had worked for a woman who was just so lovely, and she was of the mindset that, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Like, we can all help each other out. And when I went to her and said, I would like to open my own shop, she was like, how can I help you? You know, and she modeled that for me, and it was so wonderful. And I was so young. And so I have that spirit in me that she sort of planted there, and I got to just model that after her and her generosity. And I do see that in bar. There might be some bar people that aren't, but luckily I found the generous ones and some very kind-hearted people who have been more than happy to share just kindness with me and my business partner as well. So it's there, and I think if we look for it, we will find it.